Imagine if you had PTSD, bipolar disorder, panic attacks, depression, and illiteracy because you'd never been able to attend school. You wouldn't believe that this person exists in this day and age in North Carolina. But this is true. This happened. I'm Michael Wells, and this is Legal Fact and Fiction. George was in his early 40s. He had no education because he never attended school of any kind because he and his family fled from place to place with his father, who is a fugitive felon. This father locked George and his brother in a basement without food or water for a week once when George was younger. This father also shot George in the leg when he was in his teens, and then the father killed himself in front of George when George was 19. George has worked some. He did work as a dishwasher, tree service worker, and at a vet's office. He had a real affinity for animals and did really well with animals. But the crux of George's case was that he couldn't work consistently enough to achieve what's called substantial gainful activity, which is 8 hours a day, 5 days a week. And he couldn't work because of mental health issues, namely. He'd been hospitalized multiple times for suicidal ideations, and he was hospitalized most recently a few years ago that I know of. He'd been hospitalized all throughout North Carolina. He took Seroquel to treat his bipolar disorder, and it's to my understanding he now takes Risperdal as an antipsychotic. So he's dealing with psychosis issues in addition to bipolar issues. He had thousands of pages of medical records. At times he has five or more panic attacks a day, and they usually last for about 15 minutes at a time. So if you're having five or more panic attacks a day, and they last 15 minutes of time, you're going to be off task more than 20% of the day. And Social Security says you can only be off task 15% or more per day. So it would seem that George would have a good case, and we're still waiting to find out what happens with George. He had to miss 3 to 4 days per week for his job, the past job that he did, because of paranoia and other mental health ailments. And so obviously he got fired from his last job. Now, the mental health issues, I've seen these types of issues before, and it's not unusual. But I think what makes George's case unusual is he never attended any kind of school. I've never met a client before him that has not been able to attend school at all. That is almost an impossibility in this day and age. But as was mentioned earlier, because he was constantly running from the law with his father, who was obviously very abusive and subjected him to great trauma by shooting him and then killing himself in front of George, it would make sense that he was never able to go to school. George receives ongoing psychological and psychiatric services, but there's only so much you can do when you're in this situation. It is unfathomable to think that someone would have to deal with something like this. It sounds like something out of a novel or out of a movie. But unfortunately, it's true. Thank you for listening. I'm Michael Wells, and this is Legal Fact and Fiction.